कन्या प्रभु दया करो मोरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य तुम बिना के दयालु जगत संसार पतित पावन हेतु तब अवतार पतित पावन हेतु मोसम पतित प्रभु न पाइवे प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी कृपावलोकन कर आमी बड़ दुखी या करो सीतापति अद्वैत गोसाई दया करो दया करो सीतापति अद्वैत गोसाई दया करो तव कृपा बले पाई चैतन्य अनिता स्वरूप सनातन रूप रघुना स्वरूप भट युग श्री जीवा प्रभु लोकना दया करो श्री आचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास दया करो रामचंद्र संग माग नरोत्तम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Advaita Thakur Jaya Advaita Thakur Advaita Thakur Jaya Advaita Thakur Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Nitalila Prabhishaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Vibhajaka Charjya Ashtutara Sadashishma Bhaisarana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. श्री श्री राधा माधव राधा श्याम सुंदर की कृष्ण बलराम की गौरताय की ताय गौर मानंदे हरि हरि गौर श्री अद्वैत आचार्य ठाकुर की ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत इन ऑनर ऑफ श्री चैतन्य अद्वैत आचार्य प्रभु विल रीड श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत चैप्टर आदिलीला चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12 जगत मंगल अद्वैत मंगल गुण धाम मंगल चरित्र सदा मंगल जारनाम जगत मंगल अद्वैत मंगल गुण धाम मंगल चरित्र सदा मंगल जारनाम Thank you. So, the word meanings now. Jagat Mangala. All auspicious for the world. Advaita. Advaita Acharya. Mangala Gunadham. The reservoir of all auspicious attributes. Mangala Charitra. All characteristics are auspicious. Sada. Always. Mangala, auspicious. Yaranam, whose name. Now the purport and translation and the purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Being a reservoir of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities, and names are always auspicious. Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an Acharya or teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to human society. Rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as the eternal function of living entities and as actual liberation of the living being from conditioned life become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activities or impersonal liberation. Bewildered by the spell of the material energy, however, persons who could not understand Advaita Prabhu is non-different from Vishnu wanted to follow him with their impersonal conceptions. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and his activities can bestow all good fortune, directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by Lord Vishnu are one and the same because all the activities of Vishnu are absolute. According to some, Mangala was another name of Advaita Prabhu. As the causal incarnation or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion, he is the supply agent or ingredients in material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All his activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about the glories, anyone who hears about and glorifies him becomes glorified himself. For such activities free one from all kinds of misfortune. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Let me read that again. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge, one can attain the highest stage of perfection. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagat mangala advaita mangala gunadham mangala charitra sada mangala jaranam. Srila Prabhupada writes here, according to some, mangal was also his one of the name. So, Sri Advaita Prabhu ki jai. Yeah, some of these glories, biographies of Advaita Acharya Prabhu was read in the morning by Nagaraj Prabhu. And Mother Mukhya also read out something in regards to Vaishnava Aparad. Anyway, so some points, those points we can just repeat. Because glorification of Advaita Acharya Prabhu is unlimited. We can only go as much as time allows and as much as our ability. So Advaita Prabhu is one of the main parshad of Lord Chaitanya. As we know, Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya stands. Within Panchatattva, there are five personalities. And among those five, these two, one is Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu Sakshat Haladhar, and Advaita Goswami Sakshat Ishwar. That is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Nityananda is directly the Lord Balaram. And Advaita Acharya Prabhu is Sakshat Ishwar, means he is Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu. Advaita Acharya Prabhu appeared in. There are a few different thoughts where he. Some say he was he appeared in Sylhet, Bangladesh, and some others say it was Navagram. It's a little south of Calcutta. Right, Navagram is there. And either way, later on, Advaita Acharya Prabhu moved to Shantipur, and he had two houses there, one in Mayapur and one in Shantipur. So, at certain times, Advaita Acharya Prabhu used to live in Mayapur. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, I think at that time, also Lord Chaitanya's elder brother, Vishwarupa, he used to go and study from Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu's parents are known as, the father was Kuber Pandit, and mother, her name was Nabadevi. Some say it was Lavadevi. So in his childhood, Advaita Acharya Prabhu received quite many names. Of course, he is directly in the incarnation of Mahavishnu, so he's a lotus-eyed, you know, his eyes were just like lotus petals, big size. So he was called Kamalaksha. And another name in this text we read today, it indicates that he was also known as Mangala. Mangala means auspicious, all auspicious. When I perform ceremony, and I chant Swasti Vachanam in the beginning, so there is lots of, this word is so many times mentioned, like Vishnu Charana Matrena, Krishna Shyasmarana Dharehe, Sarva Vignani Narsanti, Mangalam Shyanna Samshaya. Simply by uttering the name of, the holy name of Lord Krishna, everything becomes auspicious. Mangalam Shyanna Samshaya, there is no doubt. In general, Ganesha is worshipped to make it all auspicious. Vaishnavas, we worship Vishwaksena, that's one of the incarnation, one of the form of Lord Vishnu. So that serves the purpose. So Lord Vishnu or Krishna's name are auspicious, and as soon as we chant the Krishna's name, everything becomes auspicious. Satyam Kaliyuge Vipra Sri Harir Nama Mangalam Param Swastenam Nrinam Nastyeva Gatiranyatha. In Kali Yuga especially. In other Yuga there may be another ways of making auspicious. But in Kali Yuga especially, there is a holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That makes everything auspicious. Another name of Sri Advaita Prabhu is Veda Panchanana. Veda Panchanana, so when he was young, in his young age, I think even around eight years old, he memorized all Vedas. You know, there are four Vedas, and all the Sruti literatures, everything he memorized. So everything he knew by heart. So it's Panchanana. Panchanana is named for Lord Brahma. So he is as good as Brahma in regards to the Vedic literatures. Another name is also known Gaurana Thakur. Thakur, the personality who had brought Lord Gauranga. You know, we know in Adilila chapter 3, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how Advaita Acharya used to worship his Salagram Shila and call out. He would do hunkar. Hunkar means he would roar like a lion. And so Lord Krishna became attracted to his roar, his roaringness. So then he decided to come. Advaita Acharya Prabhur Bhakta Avatar, Krishna Avatar Hetu Jahara Hunkar. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu is known to be Bhakta Avatar. There are these five personalities in Panchatattva. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam. Krishna has appeared here in five different manifestations. So Lord Chaitanya is Bhakta Rupa. And Nityananda Prabhu is Bhakta Swarupa. And then Advaita Acharya, Bhakta Avatar. And Gadadhar is Bhakta. Bhakta Shakti. Bhakta Avatar, Bhaktakhyam. Right? Bhaktakhyam. Namami Bhakta Shakti Kam, Srivas Pandit. So in this way, Advaita Acharya Prabhu is Bhakta Avatar. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, but he is here as Bhakta Avatar, as a devotee. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he accepts Lord Chaitanya to be his master, his master. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepts Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, as his guru, a spiritual master, or a senior. Because Advaita Acharya Prabhu is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri had two disciples, Ishwarpuri and Advaita Acharya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a disciple of Ishwarpuri. So in this relation is it's called God uncle, right? God as good as God uncle, Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will just touch his feet and get his dust, you know, lotus dust to his head. But seeing this, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the topmost. Advaita Acharya Prabhu feel very morose. You know, I consider him to be my master, but he's touching my feet. It's not good. It's not good. It's not good for me. So to get his attention and get his blessings, Advaita Acharya Prabhu made a little drama. He went to his ashram and he started teaching Yoga Vasishtha. Yoga Vasishtha, basically all impersonalism philosophy, where jnana and vairagya, all these things are mentioned, glorified, not the devotional service. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu figured, find out Advaita Acharya is teaching Mayavad Yoga Vasishtha, so he went there and then he started beating him up. Beating. So hard that Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Thakurani, has to come out and beg for pardon. Please, stop beating him, he will die. You don't want to see me a widow, so please be merciful. So in this way, Advaita Acharya finally, you know, he stood up and started dancing. You know, it was called Chaitanya Dasamayi, Chaitanya Das, Chaitanya Dasamayi, Tara Dasir Das. So that was his ecstasy. Finally, you got the blessings from Lord Chaitanya, you know, getting beaten up by Lord Chaitanya. There was one more name Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to call him. Sometimes he addressed Advaita Acharya as Nara. Nara is a short name for Narayan. And in Bengali, instead of saying Nara, you say Nara. So slightly different sound, Nara. So other devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, where is Nara? Where is Nara? I would like to see him. So other devotees said, what is Nara? We don't know. We have never seen such a person so long. Who is Nara? Mahaprabhu, who is Nara? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I was peacefully lying on the coastal ocean. I was resting very nicely. But this Nara has called me. And I come, and he doesn't come to me. So this Advaita Acharya. Nara. See, Advaita Acharya Prabhu lived in Shantipur. And close to Shantipur, there was another village called Phulbati. And in that village, one Acharya lived, another scholarly person, Shantacharya. And mostly the education, Vedic education, he received from Shantacharya. And later on, he was initiated by Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri was going to collect sandalwood for his Gopal deity in Vrindavan, so he traveled through West Bengal and he arrived at Advaita Acharya Prabhu's house, because he was the leader of a Brahmin community and Vaishnava community, so he was very known. So when you become guest on somebody's house, you look for somebody highly regarded and honored person. So Madhavendra Puri went there. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu surrendered at that time and he asked for the initiation. So Madhavendra Puri initiated him. You are free to correct me if I'm saying something wrong, because it's like the different collections I have here. It is said that Advaita Acharya Prabhu had five other brothers. I think Pundarik Prabhu knows better. Yeah. Aditya Acharya Prabhu had 5 brothers? Not known? Anyway. And one sister? I heard it from some another source. So, it is said also Aditya Acharya Prabhu, since he is the directly incarnation of Mahavishnu, and sometimes he would go with his father, Kuber Pandit. So he would visit different temples, and when he bowed down to some Devi temple in front of deities of Devi, Durga Mata or Kali, the deity would burst out. The deity of Durga would not tolerate that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is bowing down in front of me. That's not good. It's not. I can't tolerate it. So the murti, the statue, break apart. Is that right? Okay. I would like to confirm. if someone criticizes the Vaishnavas, then Advaita Acharya Prabhu would come up with Sudarshan. He would call up Sudarshan. Sudarshan, I can't tolerate this criticism of Vaishnavas. So these things are there, since he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he could also hold Sudarshan Chakra. And you know, as Lord Chaitanya called out Sudarshan one time for Jagai Madai. Acharya Goswami Prabhu Bhakta Avatar, Krishna Avatar Hetu Jahar Honkar. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu could see that people are not having the taste of devotional service. There is no the stench of devotional service. People are very, very scholarly. They know so many different arts. They mean so many different departments of knowledge. But there is no devotional service. Without devotional service, the people will not get free from this material world. They will rot in hell. Prakatiya dekhe acharya sakala sansar krishna bhakti gandahin vishay vyavahar. People are behaving very materially. There is no devotional culture. So Advaita Acharya is thinking, how could we establish the devotional culture? Lokagati dekhi acharya karuna hridaya vichar karen loker kache hita hoy. So bring all auspiciousness, how to bring the welfareness in this world when people are not interested in devotional service. So in this way, Lord Advaita Acharya Prabhu became very compassionate to this world. Apuni Sri Krishna jadi karen avatar, apuni achari bhakti karen prachar. If somehow or other, if Lord could incarnate at this time, if Lord could appear at this time, he would practice this devotional service, and he would teach everyone else. So in this way, people will get benefit of the Lord's appearance. Aniya Krishnere karo kirtana sanchar. Tabe to Advaita naam sakal safala amar. So he made a determination. I must do something about it. I worship Lord Krishna so intensely that Krishna will have to be obliged to come and to appear in this world at this time. So in this way, when the Lord appears in this at this time, so we can spread this Sankirtan movement. Kirtan Sanchar. And in this way I will then my name as Advaita will be successful. That is fruitful. Otherwise my name is not and have no meaning. This incident reminds me also in Padma Purana, Narada Muni when Narada Muni saw Bhakti Devi sitting morosely in the bank of Yamuna, because her children, Gyan and Vairagya, they became old. Bhakti Devi looking very young, and her children, Gyan Vairagya, became very old. They are looking very old. They can't even move. They can't walk. They are just lying down and almost about to die. So Narada Muni was passing by, and Narada Muni, as he was going, because he didn't find anything good around in this world, so he was going back almost. He was going back to his ashram. So Bhakti Devi saw Narada Muni passing by, and he said, "Bho bho sadhu kshanam tishta matchintam apinashaya." "Oh sadhu, oh saintly person, please come over here and solve my problem, solve my situations." So Narada Muni comes and asks, what happened to you?" Bhakti Devi said, "You know, my name is Bhakti. Aham Bhakti Riti Khyata. Imau Mitanayo Matau. These are my two children, Gyan and Vairagya. I was born in South India. And then gradually I traveled different place. And Gurjare Jirnatam Gata." Bhakti Devi said, "When I came to Gujarat, I became very old." Radha Govinda Maharaj is commenting on this. In Gujarat, there are so many different kinds of hotspots, dharma. Anything can be fructified there. All kinds of dharmas, all kinds of stuff. So therefore, Gujarat is, Gujarat is a place of all kinds of unwanted dharma. So therefore, Bhakti Devi came to Gujarat and she became just old, And then as she was traveling out, she came to Vrindavan. Maybe Vrindavan will be better because Krishna have recently done a lot of pastimes in Vrindavan. So there will be some solution. So as I came here in Vrindavan, every dust of Vrindavan is so alive, so potent of devotional service of Krishna Bhakti. Therefore, I regained my youth again. But my children, they're getting old. They're all about to die. So she requested Narada Muni, "Please do something about it." So Narada Muni said, "Oh, my goodness! You are the spiritual potency of my Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. So anyway, I will do something about it." So and Narada Muni promised Bhakti Devi that I will do something. I will do I will make some endeavor to establish you in every heart and every house very soon, and everybody, you all will be happy again. If I'm not successful in this effort, in this endeavor, then I'm not considering myself as a servant of my Lord. Tada naham harir daso loke tvam na pravartaye. In Hindi they say, as if Narada Muni says, "My name is not Narada if I didn't establish you again in every heart and every house." My name is not Narada. So tadaham na harir daso loke tvam na pravartaye. If I didn't do this, then I will not consider myself as servant of Lord Hari. So similarly, Advaita Acharya Prabhu is promising here almost in the same way that I will do something, I will make this endeavor so that the Lord will be obliged to appear here. Otherwise I'm not Advaita anymore. So my name Advaita will be fruitful, meaningful only if I will be able to bring Lord Chaitanya here, Lord Krishna here. So he started worshipping Lord Salagram Shila. Tulasi dalamatrena jalasya chulukena va vikrinite samatmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsala. This famous sloka. from Gautamiya Tantra. So in Gautamiya Tantra it is mentioned that Lord becomes sold out in hands of a devotee who worships the Lord with tulasi leaf and Ganga jal, Ganga water. Tulasi dala matrena. Even if you can't offer anything more, just simply with the tulasi leaf and jalasya chuluki and a handful of water. Do the abhishek to the Lord Vishnu, Saragram Shila, and offer tulasi dal. By this way, if you intensely do this, then Lord becomes soul. Vikrinite samatmanam. Lord sells his own self in the hands of devotee. So knowing this, Advaita Acharya Prabhu contemplated on this, and then he began his worship. Krishnira ahvan kare, kari ahunkar, emati krishnire karaila avatar. So while worshipping, he makes hunkar. Hunkar means roaring sound. There is a prayer to Aditya Acharya. Huhunkar garjanadi ahuratra sadgunam ha krishna radhika nath prarthanadi bhavanam dhupa deepa kasturi cha chandanadi lepanam sita natha dvaita charana ravinda bhavanam. So this shloka mentions how Advaita Acharya was intensely worshipping Saragram Srila. Ohunkara garjanadi. He was roaring. What he was roaring? Ah Krishna! Oh Radhika Nath! Please appear. Please come to me. In this way he was making roaring sound. Day and night. And he would, of course, yes, Tulasi Dala Matrena says that this minimum you can do Tulasi leaf and Ganga Jal. But Advaita Acharya Prabhu was offering something more. Dhupa, deepa, kasturi. Dhupa means incense. Deepa is lamp. Kasturi is the ointment you can use as a tilak. Chandanadi lepanam, chandan all over the body. So in this way, Advaita Acharya Prabhu worshipped his deity, his Saragram Srila. So in this way, he becomes the cause of Lord Chaitanya's advent. Chaitanya avatare ei mukhya hetu. Bhaktir ichhaye avatare dharma shetu. So when there is a desire, when the devotee desires that Lord should be coming here, then when this desire becomes more and more intense, Krishna comes, as Kunti Maharani prays in Bhagavatam. What does this look like? Manyetvam kalam isanam anadi nidhanam vibham samam charantam sarvatra bhutanam yanmitha kali. There's another sloka. Anyway, Kunti Maharani says that Yadu Maharaj, you came to increase the glory of Yadu Maharaj. Why Yadu Maharaj? Because Yadu Maharaj, he neglected his father's order and remained fixed in devotional service. He knew, Yadu Maharaj knew, one day there will be the Lord appearing in my family, family line. So therefore, I don't want to do this because his father asked that, please give me your youth, and I would like to enjoy more because untimely I became old. So Yadu Maharaj didn't want to do this. And apparently he disobeyed his father. So Krishna appears to glorify, increase the glory of Yadu Maharaj. Yado priya shanvavaye malaya shiva chandan. There are a few different thoughts Kunti Maharani notes. And this is the one cause that Krishna appeared, just to glorify Yadu, and becomes Yadu dynasty, because Krishna is known as Yadava, because he comes in the Yadu's family. And Yadu Priya Shanubai Malaya Seva Chandanam. Just like Chandan, the sandalwood, can grow anywhere, but why only Malaya? Malaya is close to Jagannath Puri, right? So by growing in Malaya Hill, Chandan makes the Malaya Hill glorified or auspicious. In the same way, by taking birth in the Yadu dynasty, Krishna makes the glory, increases the glory of Yadu Maharaj. Apare Vasudevasya Devakyam Yachito Vyagat. Kunti Maharaj said another thought is that Vasudeva has prayed you to appear as his son. Yachito Vyagat, because he begged. Because they have performed austerities, and Krishna became pleased with that, and he said, what do you want? I want a child like you. The Lord said, a child like me cannot be anyone but myself. So I will come as your child. I will come myself. So, apare vasudevasya devakyam yachito vyagat ajastam asya kshemaya badhayaja suradvisham. So you came as a child of Vasudeva and Devaki, and you have protected this world by destroying the asuras. And there are a few others. So here, the Advaita Acharya becomes the cause of Lord Chaitanya's advent. Of course, there are a few other causes. Lord Chaitanya wanted to release the Radharani's bhav. How Radharani loves Krishna. What amount of that love Radharani is having to please Krishna. So Lord Krishna himself is trying to release that. So that's another cause. It's also that Ragamarga Loke Kariti Pracharam, right? So another cause, this is an internal cause, that Krishna wanted to establish in the world the Ragamarga, the devotees of Braja, the gopis. What is the process the gopis worship Krishna? Gopis, you know, became attracted to Krishna. So that kind of attraction he wanted to establish in the world. Therefore Krishna appeared. But Advaita Acharya is one of the cause in the matter of advent of Lord Chaitanya. Advaita Acharya tattva na jaya kathan Krishna avatari jeho tarila bhuvan. So in this way, there is the unlimited glory of Advaita Acharya. It is not possible to describe all in one sitting. Because Advaita Acharya made Krishna appear in this world, and in this way he have delivered the whole world. Lord Chaitanya traveled throughout India, South India, North India, West Bengal, East Bengal, all that. And in his line comes the whole Guru Parampara, and finally Srila Prabhupada brings the devotional mission to the West. And in this way, millions of living entities getting benefited and being qualified to go back to Godhead. So Bhakti Devi, at that time, when she met Narada Muni, she was saying that, please do something about our wellness, welfare, otherwise I'm going to go to a foreign country, you know. Idam sthanam parityaja videsham gamyate maya. I will leave this place and I will go to foreign country, maybe America, who knows. I'm going to go there. That's why Narada Muni said, no, you wait. Time has to come. You can't just go like this. Time has to come. I will establish you here now, and in due course of time, then Senapati Bhakta will come and take you there if you really want to go. So in this way, Prabhupada has, that right time has come when Prabhupada came, and then Bhakti Devi came finally. She wanted to go to America, Videsham. So Prabhupada brought. Bhakti Devi here. So in this way, we got to know Advaita Acharya, we got to know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we got to know many more things in devotional devotional life. So it's all finally concludes how Srila Prabhupada being so merciful toward the, you know, that's the first line of Guru Vandana. Sansara dava nala lida loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatam. So karunya ghana ghanatam, that's compassionate, filled of compassion his heart. So he brings Bhakti Devi all devotional mood with the mission of Lord Chaitanya in the West, and he establishes the ISKCON movement in the basis of Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So at the end of all this, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, you know, he was the cause of Lord Chaitanya's appearing, and then all those pastimes happened. And chapter 7, of course, in Adi Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how the whole world was inundated with the love of Godhead. The treasure house was opened, and then the love of God was flowing everywhere. Anybody could take anyone. The patra patra bichar nahi nahi sthana sthan. Which place is good? Which place is not good? Who is capable? Who is not? No, doesn't matter. Anybody and everybody was getting the love of Godhead. So Panchatattva has done such a great thing at that. That moment. So when the time came to rewind the pastimes, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, actually Lord Chaitanya sent Jagadananda to Mayapur, to Bengal. Jagadananda Prabhu came, he met Sachi Mata, and then he went to Advaita Acharya. And at that time Advaita Acharya Prabhu gave a hint as a small indication. Now you should go and give Lord Chaitanya my message. So this message is, Prabhure kahiyo amar koti namaskar, ehi nivedan tar charane amar. Advaita Acharya is saying to Jagadananda, you go, Nilachal, and tell Lord Chaitanya that this is Advaita Acharya has offered you millions of obeisances, and he has sent you one small message. So Advaita Acharya says, "Baul ke kahiyo lok hoilo baul, baul ke kahiyo hate nabikai chaul." It's a very strange kind of language. And there's one more line: "Baul ke kahiyo kai nahi kuch aul." Baul ke kahiyo ya kohiya se baul. What I understand out of this was, you have spread love of God, and everybody became ecstatic. Everybody became like mad after Krishna Prem, become pagal, you know, like crazy. So I have become crazy, and you have become crazy. Everybody is crazy, pagal. So now your madness is not going to go any further. So it means that he, you know, now you have to stop, and you know, it's time to go back to Godhead. You know. So when Sarup Damodar heard this, he knew kind of what was the message. He still wanted to know a little more explanation from Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even I don't understand, but more or less I could tell you that Advaita Acharya is, you know, he's such a great scholar. He's such a scholar that he knows everything how to do. You know, in general, when people worship a certain deity in certain occasion, they bring the deity and they establish the deity, and they bring the prana, you know, life in the deity. They worship for the time being, and then when the time occasion is over, that they visarjan, so they get rid of that deity and put in the river. Some kind of like this kind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. So in this way, Sarupa Goswami can understand that Advaita Acharya have invited Lord Chaitanya to come appear here, now is the time to go back. So Lord Advaita Acharya is giving indication that it's time to go. So after this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very restless, and he was feeling this separation as Krishna was going to Mathura from Vrindavan. So in this, like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would feel the separation from Krishna, and he would run here and there. Devotees guarded him whole night and day. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go away from his, get out from his room somewhere other, and sometimes he would jump in a river, sometimes he would jump, you know, a different place. So these are the different pastimes in this Antalila. And one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just simply disappears. Some say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappear in the ocean. Some say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappear in Jagannath. However that is. So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Advaita Acharya Prabhu also completed his pastimes. And then that's the end for today. Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any corrections, comments? Hare Krishna. Chandrasekhar Prabhu, right? Yeah.
Lord Chaitanya disappeared in three places. One is the knee of Tota Gopinath, and the other is the ocean. In Jagannath Puri there, and another is Jagannath
Lord
himself.
Jagannath.
He went, okay. And we went to the Tota Gopinath Mandir and. Because he's sitting down, you know, and the Pujari showed us the old Baba. He showed us his knee, where you could see where
knee
Lord Chaitanya went in.
The knee is cracked?
Right.
How do you know?
Gold line.
Hold on. Mahaprabhu harayinu Gopinath's ghar. Finish. Mahaprabhu entering Gopinath deity.
That's it. Okay.
You don't have to say me. I have faced this before. But there's no evidence. Why are you doing this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's what...
But what I'm saying is...
But I read it. But I don't know where.
Okay, that's good.
Oh.
Next. Yeah. Mahaprabhu harayinu Gopinath's ghar. Thank you.
Chai Prabhu, thank you. In support of your point about how this point of desire and how, you know, the desire of Advaita Acharya to bring down Krishna, I can't help but think of that story that Mother Mula Prakriti in her book about Prabhupada's pastimes, as told by people or, you know, who knew Prabhupada before he went to America. You know that story, right, of this pujari from the Shantipur temple.
Yeah.
It's worth noting quickly for those who are online and for our own, you know, purification. So this pujari, as you know, saw Prabhupada, right, the sannyasi, come for a few days or a few weeks before, you know, he departs to America. And according to him, this person would like weep and cry hours and hours on end. And finally, after some time, he approached him and said, well, you know, who are you? And according to Mula Prakriti, Prabhupada said, I'm about to go to America and my guru has given me an impossible mission, and so I'm praying for empowerment. And then years later, maybe 5 years later or so, Western, American mostly, devotees started coming, right? And then one devotee gave this pujari back to Godhead magazine, and then when he saw the Prabhupada's picture or painting or his face on the back of the Godhead magazine, he exclaimed, he did it.
Yeah, I heard that from Atmatata Prabhu, I heard that.
Listen, no light.
Sorry? Online?
But that's faster,
isn't it? Oh, okay.
This morning.
Okay. Anyone else? Jai. Any other? Jai Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki Jai. Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hare Krishna.